Children beginning school are being identified as having health or emotional difficulties which negatively impact their learning and cause future problems for the child, according to this report. Some of the issues are language-based, behavioral, or emotional. Alex McKenna reports.
1 in 5 children have been identified as having health or developmental issues when beginning school, according to new research. Issues these students face range from causing disruptions, problems understanding and following teacher instructions, as well as anxieties and fear. All of these issues can severely impact the development of a student, including severely affecting their grades. Senior lecturer at the University of Melbourne, Dr. John Quach, says these problems can cause issues not solely needed in school.
But we also know that these problems more widely can impact on children's social skills and their ability to make friends and make that important adjustment to primary school.
The Australian Early Development Census collects data from teachers throughout Australia every 3 years about their students' development during their first year of school. Data collected on teachers' concerns showed 44% of issues for the children were language-based. These concerns focused on children being unable to express themselves or follow directions. The census also collected data on issues identified by other teachers and includes 17% of the concerns are based on students' behavioural issues, where they have difficulties following rules. Another 16% of issues were emotional-based, where students began to withdraw from learning and isolate themselves from peers. Also, 10% of these issues were learning difficulties in which students would struggle with picking up a specific skill. When identifying and helping a student deal with issues about emotions or difficulty learning, it helps a student to know they're understood, they understand their issue themselves, as well as helping them work through their issues together. Dr. Quach says speaking to the student personally about the issue they struggle with can help greatly in the long run.
It's really about understanding how best to support that child within the school setting, and as well as ensuring the child understands that if it's around their emotions, that emotions are completely normal and that we all experience emotions, and helping them understand why they may be feeling certain emotions at certain times. And for the children with learning difficulties, it's about understanding the root causes of their learning difficulties and ensuring they receive appropriate support to enable them to gain the skills required to enable them to be better learners.
Data collected from the Australian Early Development Census in 2015 shows 17% of children had developmental concerns, but they didn't qualify as having special needs. Children who qualify as having special needs will have more access to supports within schools. There are a number of ways a student with difficulties can be supported, both those who are classified as special needs and those who are not. Many schools have numerous special needs supports and programs, like teacher aides who are allocated to specific students, sign language programs.
Most of these children have emerging needs, which means that their problem impacts on their learning, but isn't severe enough that they meet funding criteria.
Students who may not meet the qualification of having special needs may rely on support from outside of school and from home. These students may be classified as needing less support in school because of a lack in funding and because they're not classified as special needs. Dr. Quach says all children require support from every aspect of their lives, and it is up to schools and families to provide the needed support so students can achieve and thrive.
Yeah, so really for these children, it's about ensuring they get the most appropriate support, and that both entails supporting schools and ensuring that teachers have the right capabilities and the right skills, but also the time to support these children. And that's also about working with their families as well, so that children are supported in all settings.
Early identification and intervention of any issues a child might face is critical if it impacts learning. With the help of appropriate support and strategies, early intervention leads to a more positive result in students. It will impact their ability to learn and be successful in school. It will also have a positive impact on their mental health and help them become happier and healthier.
That was Alex McKenna with the story.